And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
This legislation, in the heart of it, has a terrible trade-off. It suggests that we go to the Arctic and that we drill in ANWR, the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, and then we take that oil and we put it into automobiles in this country that continue to waste it.
Unlike the Democrats who are prepared to sing, "Turn out the lights, the party's over," we're going to say, turn on, plug in, boot up, and enjoy this electronic revolution. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Without therapeutic cloning, there's no way to move stem cell therapies from the lab to the doctor's office. And stem cell research, as most Americans know, is not about destroying lives, but about saving them.
Cloning treats human embryos, the basic elements of life itself, as a simple raw material. This exploitive, unholy technique is no better than medical strip mining.
Right after I came to Washington, I gave a speech that talked about the principles necessary for a patient's Bill of Rights. But in that speech, I wanted a bill that was good for patients, a bill that allowed for people to be able to air their grievances, a bill that did not encourage frivolous lawsuits.
For a president of the United States to sign a bill, he's going to participate. And this president feels very strongly that we should have the bill, but he wants some protections in there.
This is special interest legislation. This is doing the bidding of health insurance companies and HMOs over the interests of the people that we represent in our districts.